Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today on this second Sunday in Advent comes from the Gospel according to Matthew in the third chapter. Beginning at the first verse, "In those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" This is God's word. As you do your Christmas shopping, there are many things to consider. Here's two among them. How well do you know the person you're shopping for? And how do you plan to present the gift? It's fairly easy to find the right gift if you know a person's interests and hobbies. And the way you present your present matters as well. If you leave the price tag on, for example, well, that's pretty awkward. Or if you present your present and at the same time you say, "Here's something I made, but I didn't quite finish. So I need to get it back so I can work on it some more." That's not going to be the most impressive way to give your gift. There's a lot of preparing going on at this time of year in order to present things in just the right way. And it makes me wonder, are you preparing to present your heart to God? Is that on your list anywhere? What would that even look like? Well, a disciple of Jesus is going to counteract the busyness of December with quiet moments. A disciple of Jesus will create time for their eyes to see the Savior, for their ears to hear of his love, for their lips to sing his praises, for their hands to serve those around them, so that the celebration of the birth of Jesus will truly be meaningful. Are you preparing to present yourself to Jesus? This morning, we are reminded once again of the poetic prophecies of Isaiah. There's so much we could talk about in them, but we can only zero in on one thing. And Matthew, writing his gospel, does the work for us in regard to Isaiah. Again, he begins chapter 3 by saying, "In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" Matthew connects all of the dots for us. He says that about 600 years before John lifts his voice in the wilderness, Isaiah summarized his message. That's astounding. A 600-year sneak preview of what John the Baptist's message would be. But John did not show up in order to say, "Prepare the Christmas goose." John showed up to say, "Prepare your heart for the Lord to move in. Make a straight path for him to come into your life and renovate." How do you line up with that message? Is there a straight path for Jesus to take to get into your heart Or is it more like an obstacle course? What might you have to shove aside in order to clear that path? Last week's message can be summarized like this. Expect Jesus to show up this Advent. The message of John the Baptist adds to that, saying, when Jesus shows up, things have to change. They have to change in your heart, the deepest part of what makes you, you. It's very easy for our Christmas preparation to slip into ritual and routine. We do things just the way we did in previous years. But what John is talking about is something very, very different. He says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right there. And it's like the prophet is saying that the day is coming faster than you can imagine, when it won't matter that you found the right Lego set for your nephews. It won't matter that you left the pie in the oven too long. The only thing that will matter is, are you ready to meet Jesus? When you arrive at that moment, what will you present to him? Before you answer that, let me remind you of God's gift to you. Scripture tells us again and again that Jesus purified and cleansed us with his blood at Calvary. And he did it without our asking. He doesn't owe it to us. He didn't have to give it, but he did. And he gives it because he loves you and me completely. God's present to you is a new life. What's your present to him? Might I suggest something he'd like? How about a change of mind? A change in attitude? A new emphasis on going God's way? A new effort to be a disciple and follower of Jesus, making that straight path for him to come in and take over. All of God's spokesmen, every one of the prophets, including Isaiah, right up to John the Baptist, and Jesus himself, have said the very same thing. Repent and believe the good news. Change direction. Return to the Lord and receive the blessing that only he can give, and that he gives to those who humbly admit their sins. Don't stop him from doing the remodeling that he desires to do in you. Have you ever given someone a Christmas present and you can just tell that they don't really like it? It reminds me of a story about a classroom of second graders that did a Christmas gift exchange. It was the old draw a name out of a hat and that's who you would buy for type of thing. But one girl got the name of another girl in her class that she really liked and wanted to become better friends with. So the 8-year-old went through a lot of thought and piggy bank expense to select just the right gift for the occasion. She had high hopes that her classmate would take one look at the gift and a great new friendship would be born. So on the day of the Christmas party with the second grade class decked out in red and green sweaters and Santa hats, time came for each child to open their presents, and it happened something like this. The girl who had been so carefully shopped for tore open the wrapping paper, looked at her gift with a blank expression, tossed it to the side, and it fell off the desk. Not even a thank you. "But I picked it out just for you," the little girl said, crushed. As the teacher tried to salvage the situation, the little girl stood right in front of her classmate's desk and asked in disbelief, "Don't you like my present?" Sometimes I wonder, does God feel the same way? He sees all of the things that we chase after and says, "Don't you like my present? Don't you like the gift of my son? Don't you like the gift of a pure life? What would you say to him?" One thing I know is that he will never reject you. He will never toss you aside. This Advent and Christmas, he wants to give you the riches of heaven itself. Let him. Would you pray with me, please? Almighty God, we gather this morning to hear your word, and we are reminded of the life and the ministry and the message of John the Baptist, who challenged all of his hearers to make a straight path for the King to come in. Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to do exactly that in and amongst all of our preparations for our celebration of Christmas and Jesus' birth. Help us to put just as much work in, if not more, to eliminating distractions and clearing the way for Jesus to truly inhabit our hearts. And in so doing, may the good news of his full and free salvation and forgiveness settle in to the deepest parts of ourselves. We pray it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.